This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
The humble bee is essential to our society. Because of all the hard work that bees do in pollinating crops for us, they're responsible for one out of every three mouthfuls of food that we eat. Each year in the USA, a million beehives are shuttled cross-country to pollinate the almonds in California in February, the apple orchards of Washington in March, and so on. Even Australian bees are exported to California to help in the pollination. Now, bees live, of course, in beehives, and running the whole show is the queen bee. Now, most of us are not insect specialists, but we probably have some kind of vague knowledge about a strange substance called royal jelly that transforms what would be a regular bee into a queen bee. You may also know that this royal jelly is sold as some kind of super health food. Well, yes, royal jelly does make royalty of bee larvae, but the health food claim is a bit rich. Now, the bee is the only insect, apart from silkworms, that has an economic value for Western society. And also, the bee gives us the only straight secretion of another creature that we regularly eat or drink, apart from milk from cows. To make just 1 kilogram of this secretion, honey, bees have to travel a distance equal to 10 loops around the planet and visit 10 million flowers to get the nectar. And who doesn't like honey? Now, getting back to royal jelly, it is a truly amazing substance. It's disgorged from the pharyngeal gland of the worker bees. The queen bee in the beehive will pump out about 1,500 to 3,000 fertilized eggs each day, and these eggs all have the same DNA. The vast majority will get a mix of royal jelly and other secretions for a few days from the mouths of the worker bees that are looking after them. They will turn into worker bees. The one egg that gets the royal jelly continuously will turn into a queen bee, very different from the workers. She will be fertile, much larger, and will live for years, not weeks or months. Now, this spectacular biological transformation was the background to the claims, in the French beekeeping press of the 1950s, that royal jelly is a miracle therapy for humans. Now, this was around the time when the first antibiotic, penicillin, was performing truly marvellous cures. The royal jelly promotion got piggybacked onto the good press for penicillin. Now, I must admit that several decades later, as a hippie, I was convinced by the attractive claims, and so I briefly dabbled with taking royal jelly. But I was discouraged by the cost, similar to caviar, and the lack of results. Even so, royal jelly is still a big business today. It's claimed to fix appetite, too much or too little, blood pressure, too high or too low, mental state, depression or overstimulation, sexual desire, not sure whether too high or too low, wrinkles, influenza, and of course, aging. It's available in many forms, added to drinks or yogurt, refrigerated or frozen, and as a paste or pills. But always, the fantastic logic is that if it can turn an ordinary bee into a queen bee, it must do something wonderful for you. But the truth is very different. Royal jelly is claimed to have all the amino acids that we need in our diet. That is true, but then so does meat. It is also claimed that royal jelly is very rich in vitamins, but this is incorrect. Royal jelly has hardly any vitamin C, and even less, if any at all, of vitamins A, D and K, though it does have some rather strange fatty acids. Now, it's never been proven that royal jelly does anything positive for us. None of the studies looking at the claimed good effects of royal jelly on humans were well designed. They lacked details on the exact test methods, had very small sample sizes, and tried to measure human attributes, for example rejuvenation, that are impossible to measure, and so on. Just recently, Dr. Rizyard Maleska and his colleagues from ANU lifted the lid on how royal jelly turns a regular egg into a queen bee. It seems that it alters how the bee DNA is read. But royal jelly works only on bee DNA, not on human DNA. So if you're seeking rejuvenation, try instead doing as much outdoor exercise as a worker bee. You'll get more of a buzz from that than from a jar full of royal jelly.
What does it mean? Why is it so?